الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم، خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أنا أولى الناس بعيسى بن مريم، ليس بيني وبينه نبي. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذريته أجمعين. Respected elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam, inshallah, just I would like to address a few things in today's khutbah. Number one is our relationship with Fajr Salat after the month of Ramadan. Our relationship with Fajr Salat after the month of Ramadan, number one. Number two, this time that we are currently going through and the importance of our Aqeedah and educating our children in regards to the period of Easter and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And number three, the importance of knowing and raising awareness in regards to Masjid Aqsa. Obviously, we have a lot of other side issues in regards to the war in Iran and the stance of the Muslims. Inshallah, this is in the coming weeks, inshallah, this is something that we may discuss, inshallah. But for today, if someone were to come to you and say, after Ramadan, just tell me one thing that I should continue and I should do after the month of Ramadan. Just tell me one thing. The jawab, the response to this individual would be, just make sure you hold steadfast to Fajr namaz in the morning. Just hold steadfast to Fajr namaz in the morning. Your Fajr is correct, inshallah, your entire day you will see blessing. Your entire day. The hadith is mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in Sahih Bukhari, in the chapter where he mentions in Bad'ul Khalq, where Imam Bukhari mentions about the beginning of creation, where he mentions about the fact that Jannah is created, Jahannam is created, Jinnat Allah Ta'ala created, Allah Ta'ala created multiple other creations of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. One of the things he's mentioned is about Jinnat and how the shayateen humiliate a individual by urinating into the ear of a individual if he neglects a Fajr namaz in the morning. If you neglect a Fajr namaz in the morning, then shaitan has humiliated you by urinating in your ear. Now what that means, Allah Ta'ala knows best. Allah Ta'ala knows best. It's got a spiritual meaning. It can also have a literal meaning as well. But my one advice to everyone here, inshallah, after the month of Ramadan, if you possibly can, just stick with your Fajr namaz and inshallah everything else will fall in place. I'm sure everyone knows وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشَرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you look at that surah, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشَرٍ, Allah ta'ala starts the surah with وَالْفَجْرِ. What's the last word of that surah? فَدُخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي Jannati is the last word. Allah Ta'ala starts with time. He takes a qasam of time. Wal Fajr. How does he end? Jannati. He begins with time, but he finishes with eternity. You want an eternal life? You want a good life? You want Jannah? Then you will have to hold steadfast to Fajr namaz. You will have to hold steadfast to Fajr namaz. We are looking at the conquest of Tustar. I'm sure a lot of people know, mashallah, where Tustar is. This is in Iran. I'm just highlighting to you the importance of Fajr namaz and inshallah attaching yourself to Fajr namaz after the month of Ramadan. And especially, inshallah, if you can combine that with Isha namaz, according to the hadith mentioned by Imam Muslim, rahimahullah, from Sayyidina Uthman Zunnurain, you read Isha salat with jama'at and then Fajr namaz with jama'ah, you got the reward of the entire night in ibadah. So if you can do this, inshallah, so the first ayat is Wal Fajr and the last ayat is Jannah. The last ayat in Surah Al-Fajr is Jannah. You want entry into Jannah, number one. You want a tranquil soul. You want a nafsul mutma'innah, the nafs which is calm. It will not encourage you to do evil. If you want that, then you are going to have to remain firm on your Fajr namaz. So I was saying, the conquest of Tustar, which is an area of Iran. It's an area of Iran. I'm sure those people who know the map, and mashallah, now you can go onto Google and you will find it, inshallah. If you look at Khorasan, Ha, Waw, Ra, Sin, Ta, Alif, Noon, Khorasan. This is the area of Tustar in Iran. This was conquered by, in the time of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab in 641 CE, which is equivalent to 20 AH. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, his rule lasted approximately 10 and a half years. He was the ruler of the Muslim Ummah from 13 AH right until 24, approximately 10 and a half years. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab sent an army to fight against the Iranians when they were not yet Muslim. He fought against the Iranians, and the commander-in-chief of the Muslim army was Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala gave the Muslims victory over Hormuzan, over the commander-in-chief of the Persian army at the time, who was called Hormuzan. And that was the fall of the Sasanian Empire. S-A-S-A, Sasanian. You know, you can, inshallah, spell it, inshallah. So, you know, they fell. They fell. Muslims were victorious in Iran. Why am I telling you this? Why do I mention this? The day Muslims conquered Persia in 20 AH, in the time of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik started crying. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik started crying. Someone came to him and said, "Why are you crying? Allah Ta'ala has given you victory over Persia. Why are you crying?" What was his response? "The day we gained the victory, we missed Fajr namaz on time. We could not read Fajr namaz. We had to read after time. And that's why I'm crying." Just imagine, a mujahid in some cases may be excused because he's in the midst of the battle and he missed Fajr namaz because he is in jihad. That individual is in jihad. Sayyidina Anas is crying. Why? Because we missed Fajr namaz during the midst of battle. For every individual, every believer, your greatest jihad is waking up for Fajr namaz in the morning. You ask yourself, are you passing your jihad of waking early in the morning for Fajr namaz? What did the Messenger of Allah say? "Man salla subh, fahuwa fi dhimmatillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala." You read Fajr namaz in the morning, you are in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't, you have no guarantee. Now, I'm just trying to highlight, I'm not trying to make people lose hope. I am just trying to let everyone know what is our responsibility. Why is there no barakah in our time? Why do we feel everything is going against us? Why? Because we don't have the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Fajr namaz goes in sleep. Why does Allah, see, look at the beauty of the Quran. Look at the beauty of the Quran. Wal Fajr, wa layalin ashr, wa shaf'i wal watr, wa layli idha yasr. Allah Ta'ala takes four qasams in the beginning of Wal Fajr wa layalin ashr. Allah Ta'ala has taken four qasams. Allah takes qasam of the time of Fajr, number one. Number two, Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of the 11 nights. Sorry, 10 nights, I'm sorry. The 10 nights are, they can be the nights of Ramadan. They can be the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah that we have. And then you got Al-Fajr, sorry, you got Wal-Shaf'i Wal-Watr, the odd and the even. There are those salat that you have three rakats, you have two rakats in salat, you have four rakats in salat. So Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam by the salawat. And then wal-layli idha yasr, the passing and the flowing night. This is a qasam of the time of tahajjud. when you are about to see the night wrap up, the last time, the last portion of the night, what is Allah telling me and you? You want a nafsul mutma'inna, the tranquil, peaceful, calm soul. You want that on the day of Qiyamah. You want Allah Ta'ala to address you, ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna. Then you are going to make sure you are punctual with these times: al-fajr, wal-layalin ashr, al-shaf'i, al-watri, wal-layl idha yasr. That's what you want in your life. So one of them was fajr namaz. So number one, I've told you, man salla subh fahuwa fi dhimmatillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam, bashir, this is hadith mentioned by Imam Muslim rahimahullah, bashir al-mashayin fi al-zulam ila al-masajid bin nur al-tam yawm al-qiyamah. Everyone wants a light on the day of Qiyamah. You know, on Pulsarat, there is going to be no light. Your light will be determined by the level of your iman, the level of your actions. If you look at the Quran, Surah Al-Hadid, after Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Surah number 57, look at the ayat, inshallah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on the day of Qiyamah, the people will run on Pulsarat. And in front will be the people of iman. And suddenly, the people of nifaq will be behind on Pulsarat. And they are racing to get into Jannah. Suddenly Allah Ta'ala says, فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٍ. In between there is going to be a wall. On the other side of the wall are the munafiqeen. On the other side are the people of iman. What will the people of nifaq say? Unzuruna. If you can wait. نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ. So we can take from your light. We can take from your light. People will want light on the day of Qiyamah on Pulsarat because there will be darkness. The Messenger of Allah is being told, O Muhammad, give glad tidings to those who walk to the masjid in the darkness of the night for Fajr namaz. Allah will give them a complete light on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will give complete light on the day of Qiyamah. So this is my one message. One thing you want to hold on to after the month of Ramadan, just try and read your Fajr namaz. You believe me. Inshallah, this is not a guarantee from any human being. This is a guarantee from the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. You want peace in your life. You want tranquility in your life. You want sukoon in your life. Money can buy you a house. It can't buy you a home. Money can buy you a bed. It can't buy you sleep. Money can't buy you sukoon, peace and tranquility. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Your hearts will only ala بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. اِتْمِنَانُ الْقَلْبِ. Calmness of the soul and heart will come because of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is my message number one, inshallah. Message number two. We are currently going through the time where, mashallah, a lot of our youngsters who are here will be told from their schools, from their, mashallah, now the kids are very sharp. MashaAllah, the kids who are 2-3 years old, they know how to MashaAllah, play with the phone more than me and you. MashaAllah, they know everything on the phone. Okay, MashaAllah, they are educated in schools in regards to the Easter period. It's all about this crucifixion of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salatu salam was killed around this time. You know, they call it... You got Shrove Tuesday, so before the Lent, you know, the day before the Lent, they've got Shrove Tuesday. So that is when you become, mashallah, you know, in these days, the Christian community are told you need to pray, you need to fast, and then you need to give charity and almsgiving. So these are the three things that are, well drilled into the Christian community. I'm not too sure now, mashallah, but those who are proper Christians, they are told praying, fasting. So now what do they have? They have pancake day. You know, they have pancake day, so you eat. So that is Shrove Tuesday, and then you've got the Lent Wednesday, and thereafter you've got Good Friday, apparently, when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is crucified, and then he comes back to life and he is raised, and then you've got Easter Sunday. All these things we believe, all we need to know in regards to Isa alayhi salatu salam, I'm just going to highlight to you something very, very beautiful in terms of the sequencing of the Quran. It's so beautiful. For me and you, in regards to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, we really need to sit down with our children. Ideally, it should have been before Easter. Okay, in order to educate our children, what is our aqidah in regards to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam? a side point. The truth of any religion, if you want to recognize the truth of any religion, how do you recognize the truth of the scripture of a religion? How? That scripture will mention every Nabi that came before it in a dignified manner. You show me one place in the Quran where the Quran mentions any one of the past Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in a degrading manner. The Quran, you look at the entire Quran, you will not find one word in the Quran which is highlighted in regards to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam which has degraded or humiliated a Nabi of Allah. This is the beauty of the text of the Quran. If you look at the life of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, it's so beautiful. What we believe as Muslims, Isa alayhi salam's birth is a miraculous birth. It's a miraculous birth. What did Allah say in the Quran? Inna mathala Isa indallah kamathali Adam. The parable of Isa alayhi salam in the sight of Allah is like Adam alayhi salam. Are you amazed? Are you not amazed that Adam alayhi salam came into the world with the kudrat of Allah without the intermediary of a mother and father? If Allah can create Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam without the intermediary of a mother and father by the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why can't Allah create Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu salam without the intermediary of a father? Why is that not possible? Allah says, "Inna mathala Isa inda Allahi kamathali Adam." And look at the beauty of the Quran. Look at the beauty of the Quran. Where does the Quran mention the birth of Isa alayhi salam and the life of his Maryam? Where does Quran mention that? Besides Surah Ali Imran, where does Quran mention it? Quran mentions it in Surah Maryam. In Surah Maryam, what's before Surah Maryam? Surah Al-Kahf. What do you have in Surah Al-Kahf? You got four stories. The people of the cave, is that not a manifestation of the Qudrat of Allah? Is anyone here able to sleep for, mashallah, I don't know how many, 309 days? Can you sleep for 309 days? Can you sleep maybe 309 hours? Can you sleep for 309 hours? Mashallah, if you sleep for 30 hours non-stop, mashallah, people will say, the guy, I don't know what he had to eat. Okay, you were given some tablet by the doctor or something. You know, it's like there was a lot of sleep, and that was a natural side effect of the medicine. Today, we can't sleep for 30 hours. There is a community that sleep for 309 years. Nothing changes. Allah brings them back to life, and they're awake. So they just want to sleep. And you know, they're saying to themselves, how long did we sleep? Maybe a part of the day. Allah Ta'ala mentions Ashabul Kahf, 309 years. What's the story after that? Allah Ta'ala mentions in regards to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu salam. What is that? Again, it's a manifestation of the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's the story after that? You will find in regards to Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam and Sayyidina Yahya. Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam's wife gives birth when the couple are around 90 years old. 90 years old. Why does Allah mention all these incidents? Because it's a manifestation of the Qudrat of Allah. Anything is possible with the Qudrat of Allah. Straight after that, Allah mentions what? The pregnancy of Sayyida Maryam. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ إِذْ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا. So Allah Ta'ala mentions that. Why is the sequence of events in that manner in the Quran? Because nothing is beyond the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah Ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Baqarah how you can touch one part of a cow onto a dead body and the dead body will be revived and it will tell you the identity of the killer from the Israelites. You know, these are incidents there to open up a mind of an individual to understand the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we only need to understand Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam as a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah ta'ala can create someone without the intermediary of a mother and father, if Allah ta'ala can create someone without the intermediary of a mother, only maybe with a father, you know, anything is possible. Anything is possible with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is what Allah ta'ala mentions in the Quran. So if you look at the, in regards to what the people are meant to believe, that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu salam was killed by the Jewish community. The Quran says very, very clearly, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ Suratul Nisa, if I remember correctly, I think Suratul Nisa, ayat number 157, Allah Ta'ala says, this is in part number 6 of the Quran, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ They never killed Isa alayhi salam, وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ They never crucified him. It was the resemblance, because of the resemblance it was given to a particular individual, they were confused. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ The matter was confused in front of them. This is why my personal urge to every single individual, educate our children in regards to the life of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. The first words that came from Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ I am the slave of Allah. These were the first words that came out from the tongue of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. We need to educate our children in regards to the fact. Our tawheed is highlighted beautifully in قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ Every parent here must master the tafsir of قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ Everyone. Sit down with your children and read the tafsir of قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ Why? Because that passage of the Quran is the greatest place in the Quran which mentions the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ is called Suratul Ikhlas. Suratul Ikhlas means where the purity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. It's قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. Number one, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ is the oneness of Allah. Allah ta'ala has no children. Allah ta'ala has no children. Why? مَتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ صَاحِبَةً وَلَا وَلَدًا Allah Ta'ala does not have a wife. Allah Ta'ala does not have a children. Number one, Allah Ta'ala is alone. The kuffar of Makkah, Mukarrama, came to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, and said, Oh Muhammad, tell us, Unsub lana rabbak. Tell us the lineage of your Lord. Tell us the lineage of your Lord. What is, you know, who is the son, who is the father, who is the wife, who are the children? Because the kuffar of Makkah, Mukarrama used to say, the angels are the daughters of Allah. Angels are the daughters of Allah. Al-Malaikatu Banatullah. So these ayat were revealed. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ The word قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ is a manifestation of the qudrat of Allah. Allah is alone. He's got absolutely no one. Number one. Number two, Allahu Samad. That highlights the mercy of Allah. How do you come to Allah? When you understand the mercy of Allah, the kindness of Allah, the compassion and the caring nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, you don't come to Allah because you fear Allah. You come to Allah because you love Allah. You don't worship Allah because you fear the repercussions if you don't worship Allah. That's not why you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You worship Allah because you love Allah. Today, me and you can't blink without the tawfiq of Allah. Look at those individuals who are struggling to breathe. Look at those individuals and so on. Khair inshallah. Allahu Samad shows me and you the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah says Allahu Samad, which means Allah is independent. Allama Alusi Baghdadi, rahimahullah, in Ruhul Ma'ani, in the tafsir of the Quran, Ruhul Ma'ani, mashallah, this was a great individual who was a great mufassir of the Quran who is buried in Iraq. He passed away in Iraq, he was from Iraq, Baghdad. You call him Allama Alusi Al Baghdadi, rahimahullah. So, mashallah, he is buried in the same Qabristan as Zuleikha, the wife of Harun al-Rashid. Mashallah, they're buried in the same Qabristan. So, Allama Alusi Baghdadi, rahimahullah, says, As-Samad, alladhi la yahtaj ila ahad, wa kullun yahtaju ilayhi. As-Samad is the one who is independent, who is in need of no one. But everyone is dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's number 2. Number 3, lam yalid wa lam yulad. What does that mean? Allah is not weak. Why does today a individual, why do you want a child? Because you know when you grow old, mashallah, this child, you know, I've recorded everything for my son. I've got a diary. This is what I gave you. When you were 15 years old, I gave you iPhone 17. And when you were 20 to 25, I gave you iPhone 30. So mashallah, I've got everything recorded. You know, you keep a record. So now why? When I grow up, I become old, I become dependent. Okay, at that time, inshallah, the children, when I become weak, the children will be, I can rely on the children. You know, this is generally you know, why are people depressed when they don't have a child? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Allah does not have a child. He was never begotten. Allah ta'ala does not beget. He was never begotten. Meaning, Allah ta'ala does not have a son, and Allah ta'ala is not the son of anyone. What does that mean? Because Allah is most powerful. Allah is not weak. Why do you have a son? Because you are weak. You want a son. Why? Because they will be of use to you in your old age. And number four, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says right at the end, Allah ta'ala has no competitor. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. There is none like unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no competitor for Allah. You see, when you have a child, when you have a child, the child and the father are more or less, you can say, the same. They grow up to be the same. You know, how can you have an equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There is no equal to Allah. So we believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no equals. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. So educate our children in regards to the life of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and the fact that mashallah, he was a great Nabi of Islam, but he was still a slave of Allah. He was a Nabi of Allah. 100% he was a Rasul. He was a Nabi of Allah, but he was not God. He was not the son of God. This is something we must educate our children. And I'll finish on this, inshallah. My time is almost over, inshallah. I'll finish on this. Currently, we are going through very, very difficult times as a Muslim ummah. Very, very difficult times as a Muslim ummah. You know, this is why I mentioned right at the beginning, Fajr namaz. Today, what percentage of the ummah is missing, neglecting Fajr namaz? I'm not talking about not reading in the masjid. I am talking about doing qada of your Fajr namaz. You know what Iblis said? Iblis is happy that we miss Fajr namaz. You know why? Because you know what Iblis says? I rejected one sajda and look what happened to me. I rejected one sajda when Allah told me prostrate before Adam. I rejected one sajda and look what has happened to me. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ لَعْنَتِي إِلَى يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. The curse of Allah is upon Iblis until the day of Qiyamah and thereafter beyond for eternity. Why? He rejected one sajda. By not waking up for Fajr namaz every single day, we are rejecting sajda before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I want to leave you with, you know, the plight of the ummah is because of our actions. Zahra al-fasadu fil barri wal bahr bima kasabat aydi an-nas. The plight of the ummah, the fasad, the corruption and the destruction of the ummah is because of what our actions have earned ourselves. Today the plight of the ummah is such. Masjid al-Aqsa has been closed since 28th of February. 28th of February, that means from the 10th of Ramadan till today it's still closed. Till today it is still closed. This is the fifth Jumu'ah. People of Palestine have not been able to read Salat there. This is the first time in centuries. Since the 12th century, so we are looking at approximately almost 800-900 years, that Masjid al-Aqsa has been closed to this level, to this extent. Ask yourself, and I ask myself, when was the last time we made dua to do anything for Masjid al-Aqsa? And chalo, alongside the dua that we make, there's one thing that we can do, one thing we can do. Now, if we have not realized who our enemies are, you will never understand who your enemies are. How can you, despite knowing what is happening to the Muslim ummah, how can I adopt the ways of the Christians and the Jews? How can I still be celebrating Christmas and Easter and birthdays and, mashallah, anniversaries because we've been married now for 1 year? Mashallah, it is a kamal, alhamdulillah. If your marriage lasts for 1 year, mashallah, you're doing good. If your marriage lasts for 1 year, mashallah, you are doing good. Like someone was asked, someone who's always smiling, what do you call him? They say in Urdu, Hasmuk. Someone who's always smiling, you call him Hasmuk, always smiling, mashallah. What do you call a person whose smiling has stopped? Husband. Mashallah, I'm sure you understand. Husband. When your smiling stops, you call a husband. What are the small phrases? When you see them, you become a slave. Qabool hai, qabool hai, qabool hai. I accept, I accept, I accept. That's when you become a slave. You become a servant. Khair, inshallah, my urge to everyone here, inshallah, we need to leave the pathway of the West, learn the pathway of the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu salam, and we adopt that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq, inshallah. You know, I will send something, inshallah, on the WhatsApp group in Harlow, and it's something that, you know, Friends of Al-Aqsa, if everyone afterwards, inshallah, please go onto this website, foa.com, Friends of Al-Aqsa, I think it's .org.uk or .com, inshallah, you find out, they are based in Leicester, what we can do to support the closure of Masjid Al-Aqsa. The fact that it's closed, what can we do in terms of lobbying our MPs and, you know, recognizing and creating awareness within the communities in regards to the closure of Masjid Al-Aqsa. You've got genocide, you've got annexation of the land of the West Bank, and then you've got the administration of Masjid Ibrahim in Al-Khalil. The administration of that masjid has also been taken away from the Muslims. You know, you got everything. What are we still doing? Believe me, we are still sleepwalking. We are sleeping. There's something we need to open our eyes, and inshallah, whatever you possibly can, in terms of boycotting Israeli goods, American goods, please do it. You know, I'm not saying do everything. If you have Coca-Cola at home, a shame on you. You have Coca-Cola at home, shame on you. If you have any Israeli products at home that you can very easily get rid of, mashallah, go to a doctor and ask him what is the harms of drinking, you know, these fizzy drinks. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to understand, inshallah, wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Brothers, please, inshallah, if you can just stand up, and just allows all our brothers, inshallah, that are waiting on the sides, inshallah, please fill in all the gaps in front of you, inshallah. Jazakumullah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
brothers were waiting in the back. Inshallah, just come, Malaysian style. Just tap your brother on the side, inshallah. Just sit next to him. Jagah ho jayegi. They say when there is space in the heart, then you'll find space externally, inshallah. So inshallah, just walk in, inshallah. You know, those who stay behind, Allah will keep you behind. Just come forward, inshallah. Just a few announcements, inshallah, very, very quickly, inshallah. Tomorrow, inshallah, is the ghusl and the janazah workshop in Harlow Islamic Center. All brothers are encouraged to come, inshallah. So tomorrow, Saturday, 4th of April, after Asr Salat, please do come, inshallah. This is demonstration of the ghusl, the janazah. You know, how the body is bathed after they pass away. The bathing of the deceased will be demonstrated, inshallah. So this is announcement number one. Announcement number two, you will see, inshallah, outside the pharmacy are here. If anyone wants to go and have a look at your blood pressure or anything else, inshallah, please do go. They are here till 3 p.m., inshallah. Please do take benefit from that, inshallah. And please, brothers, if you have blocked anyone after Salat, please, if you can leave immediately after Salat, so in order to not become a hindrance for anyone, inshallah. And the collection for Gaza, that inshallah will happen next Friday, inshallah, brother Nuruddin Shah charity. So there will be collection for the charity next week for Gaza. So please, inshallah, whatever you have in terms of your lillah, your sadaqah, your zakat, please do bring the money along, inshallah. Inshallah, please, if the brothers can be very quick, inshallah. Inshallah, if you have brought your children, inshallah, please, if you can keep them with you, inshallah. During the course of the prayer, if you can please keep the children with you, inshallah. And brothers, like we mentioned in the khutbah, inshallah, please, if you can, take out some time to make dua for our brothers and sisters in Gaza, in Sudan, in Somalia, in Yemen, in Iran, in Lebanon. Inshallah, you know, all these areas, there are a lot of brothers and sisters who are in the midst of war. And, you know, we can never imagine what it must be like there. So at least we can do one thing. We can make dua for them, inshallah.
Whoever brothers can attend the second Jumu'ah, they should try to come in the second.
Oh, subhanAllah. If anyone can come for the second Jumu'ah, mashallah, if you're a pensioner like Parvez Sahib, inshallah, you should come for the second Jumu'ah. So those who can come for the second Jumu'ah, if you can, inshallah. Although we have access to the basketball court, but inshallah, you know, a lot of brothers which are still waiting. If people can just accommodate for them so they don't have to wait for the second Jumu'ah, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله أما بعد فيا عباد الله اتقوا الله حق التقوى واعلموا أن من أصول عقيدتنا الإيمان بجميع الأنبياء والرسل ومنهم نبي الله عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام الذي جعله الله آية للعالمين وخصه بمعجزات عظيمة لقد ولد عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام من غير أب فكان ذلك دليلا على قدرة الله سبحانه وتعالى كما قال سبحانه وتعالى في سورة آل عمران إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم إن عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام عبد من عباد الله ونبي من أنبيائه ليس بإله ولا ابن إله، كما قال سبحانه وتعالى: لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم، وقد أكرمه الله بالمعجزات، فكان يبره الأكمه والأبرص ويحيي الموتى بإذن الله، وكل ذلك بإذن الله لا بقدرته الذاتية. عباد الله، إن من أعظم الدروس من حياة عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام الدعوة إلى التوحيد الخالص، فقد قال لقومه: اعبدوا الله ربي وربكم، كما قال الله في سورة المائدة. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد. أما بعد، يا عباد الله، إن من واجبنا أن نؤمن بعيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام إيمانا صحيحا بعيدا عن الغلو والتفريط، فلا نرفعه فوق منزلته ولا نجحد نبوته. وقد أخبرنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام سينزل في آخر الزمان، كما قال في الحديث الشريف: والذي نفس محمد بيده ليوشكن أن ينزل فيكم ابن مريم حكما عدلا. عباد الله، فلنثبت على عقيدة التوحيد، ولنحذر من الانحرافات، ولنتمسك بكتاب الله وسنة رسوله. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان، واجعلنا من أتباع الأنبياء الصالحين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. اللهم انصر إخواننا في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم في غزة. اللهم انصرهم في جميع أنحاء العالم، وخاصة في السودان وفي اليمن وفي إيران وفي العراق وفي سوريا وفي الصين وفي إيران وفي لبنان. اللهم انصرهم. اللهم فرج كربهم. اللهم اشف مرضاهم وارحم وتقبل شهداءهم. اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم. اللهم زلزل أعداءنا اليهود والنصارى والمشركين. اللهم شتت شملهم. اللهم مزق جمعهم. اللهم دمر ديارهم. اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم. اللهم امحو آثارهم. اللهم اقطع دابرهم. اللهم أنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى المبارك. اللهم وفقنا للصلاة فيه قبل الممات. اللهم اجعله آمنا مطمئنا لعبادك المصلين. اللهم اجعل لنا فيه صلاة قبل الممات، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. عباد الله، رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعزو وأجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم. Brothers, please fill in all the gaps, inshallah. Try and accommodate for our brothers who are at the back. Brothers, please move forward, inshallah. Any gap you see in front of you, brothers, please, mobiles on silent, your garments above the ankles, inshallah.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي للصلاة، حي للصلاة، حي للفلاح، حي للفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Move forward, Jazakumullah khair. One step forward, Barakallahu fik. Is it the last line finished? Jazakumullah khair. Sheikh, go on.
Bismillah. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ذلك نتلوه عليك من الآيات والذكر الحكيم،
إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون الحق من ربك فلا تكن من الممترين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. تحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات، السلام عليك يا نبينا، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان، اللهم لك الحمد بالإسلام، اللهم لك الحمد بنبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت، ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا، ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Brothers who are leaving now, inshallah, please leave whilst you are silent, please, inshallah. Inshallah, talk outside, inshallah, please, brothers, do not talk inside the prayer area, inshallah.